you are asking people to subscribe, but really now that they've changed the terminology, it's just called follow. Follow means that they're going to see the next episode. Subscribe means they're paying for it. They're getting a subscription. They're paying for it.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? Thanks for being here on another episode of the Podcast on Podcasting. It's your host and friend, Adam A. Adams. My goal is just to pour into you and help you to become a better podcaster. And by the way, there's a couple small changes in that had happened with podcasting, but I can still tell that most people have neglected it. Most people have forgotten about it. Most people haven't moved quickly enough on particularly one of these changes. And all it is the difference between subscribe and follow. Okay. A few months back, Apple changed their button. And basically, here's what it is. You know how when you subscribe to like Netflix, most of you probably are subscribed to Netflix. Not all of you, I know, but most people listening probably are just subscribed to Netflix. It's a cheap monthly payment and it entertains you. And so that is called a subscription. It's something you pay for. Now, a long time ago, Apple for the last, like, I don't know, 15 years has always been just calling it a subscription when you wanted to get the next episode of a podcast, but it just changed a few months ago and still people haven't taken action. So at the end of this episode, I will share with you what I want you to take action on to make sure that you're solving for this. But the point is, you are asking people to subscribe, but really now that they've changed the terminology, it's just called follow. Follow means that they're going to see the next episode. Subscribe means they're paying for it. They're getting a subscription. They're paying for it. So they changed that terminology. Now, here's the reason why it kind of matters and why I've decided to do another episode on this, even though I swear I did one when it first changed. Because nobody's changing this. You're not fixing it. Your best friend who has a podcast isn't thinking about it, isn't fixing it. And it's going to become a problem. And so what I want you to do is on your outro, this is your call to action today. On your outro, at the end of your episode, instead of saying something like, subscribe for more great content, or make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode, whatever it is, I want you to re-record that. Now, if you hire a voiceover artist, you're just going to hire that voiceover artist to do the same thing again. Or if it was you, I just want you to re-record it and say, make sure you're following the podcast for more great content. Now, if by chance you have a paid subscription for your podcast, okay, you can ask for the paid subscription as well. But the problem is you're using the wrong language because Apple changed their rules on you. Apple Podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, etc. So if you want somebody to get your next episode for free, that is now called follow. If you want them to have a paid subscription, that is now called subscribe. Use the right language, and I'll see you on the next episode. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF. So that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.